It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi. One of my young friends said to me the other day, you're the man who throws that shoe, aren't you? And I said, yes, but I never get hurt because I don't throw it very far. I want to show you this basket. I think this is a beautiful basket. It's called a lightship basket. Because baskets like this were sometimes made on light ships. Ships out in the sea that had a great big light on them so that other ships would know that that was the right part of the sea to be in. But those are little pieces of oak, wood. You see, if I squeeze it, can't even make it go in. Well, inside the basket are some things I would like to show you in the kitchen. Half dozen eggs, a special one, and a film. Okay. Now with the half dozen eggs, I want to show you something. I'm going to do some egg dyeing. We'll just color the eggs with these different colors. This is called oil base dye. Put some water in the bowl, some water in the bowl, and then we'll put the dye in there with water in the bowl. And you see, we put this oil base dye right in the water. You can put different colors in it, and what happens is that it floats on the top. And then you just dip the eggs right in the different colors. There. Oops. Get that all mixed up there. Now watch what happens when that egg goes down through. Pretty. Put it right here to dry. Try another one. You see, each one will be different because there'll be a different design for it to go through. I think I'll do three. Oil-based dye for these eggs. And there There's the third one. You see, there were six to begin with. And now I have three that are decorated and three that are not decorated. These three are very fancy on the outside, but also fancy on the inside, just like you. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. Girls are girls right from the start. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can grow up to be the mummies. Only boys can grow up to be the daddies. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person. And I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Bom, bom. Okay, now I want to show you something extra fancy. You saw the eggs that we dyed with the oil-based dye. Now, I'd like to show you an egg that somebody dyed with lots and lots of fancy designs. See that? You see those different lines in there? Well, before this egg was put in any kind of dye, any kind of coloring, a little line of wax was put on there. Well, that's what this film is, you see. The film shows the lady who actually made the colorings on this egg. So let's show that film, and you'll be able to see how it happened. Because she made it happen. That's a very complicated thing, isn't it, to do? And that lady has worked for years and years to learn that Ukrainian craft of egg coloring. Yeah. And then she hung it right on the tree. She had a little tree there that she hung the egg on. Let's have some make-believe, all right? We can think of some decorating in the neighborhood of make-believe. Maybe X the owl could be putting... Uh-oh. Come on, egg, back on there. He could be putting some of the things that he's learned with his lessons from Professor Scanlon. He putting streamers all over the tree, decorating his tree. And he could have put some on the museum, given some to Lady Elaine Fairchild. Yeah, he and his teacher could be inside the tree working. And Bob Dog and Lady Elaine could be at the museum go-round with the new signs there. Let's just have a little make-believe.
Yeah, here it is. All my signs were made especially for me, Bobby Doggy.
Boy, they're terrific, yeah. Lady Elaine.
X and his teacher made them. There it says up there, Lady Elaine's Museum Go-Round.
Museum Go-Round.
That's right. And yeah. What about over here? I mean, what about this little house?
Look at the house.
That great?
That's a great house.
Yeah, and what about, what's Ooh. That?
That's a car.
Right. Car. That great? You see any signs that you like over in here?
Yeah. There's one that says wall.
Wait a minute. Where's that?
Oh, over here. This, see, it says wall.
Oh, there it is. Wall.
Wall.
That's right. That's my wall
right
here.
Oh, here's another one that says more wall.
More wall. Of course it is. More wall right there.
Yeah. And here's one, great big one that says Ivy.
Ivy?
Ivy.
Sure, that's Ivy.
Yeah. Here's more Ivy over here, Lady Elaine.
Oh, I know. They really have got a good sense of humor.
I'll say.
I'll tell you, they're just having a ball. Yeah, X says it's good practice and... Yeah. Yeah, they're decorating the place with all sorts of printing. That says column right there.
Column.
Mm-hmm. That's my column. I've lots of columns.
Oh, those are the columns that are on your merry-go-round, on your museum go-round.
That's it.
Because there are columns on merry-go-round. I get them mixed up all
sure.
the time.
Sure. Here's a bell. Ring the bell.
Okay. No, I'll ring the bell. You go down, and I'll ring the bell, and you come up like you always do.
Okay, bye.
Here goes. See, arrow, bell.
Here I am.
Boy, those signs work fine.
Don't they, though?
Yeah, I'll bet you it took them a long time to do that, didn't it?
Oh, no, they're just printing them like anything.
Is that right?
Yeah, those yeah. two are having a regular ball.
Well, I guess X is really happy.
Yeah.
Because you know? He says that Professor Scanlon... One day, working with Professor Scanlon, he learned more than he ever knew before.
Yeah, well, of course he did. Wait till you see X's tree.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's got things all over it, too.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll have to get over there and see that for myself.
Well, good luck to you, sweetie.
Okay. We'll see you later, Lady
Take Lane. Care. Bye.
So long.
Museum around.
Wow. Ooh. B, Bob, D, Dog, Bob Dog. Boy, oh boy, Bob, D, Dog. Oh. Boy. Boy, that's terrific.
Hey there, Bobby Doggy. Do you like it?
Oh, yeah, it's really terrific.
Oh, I like it, too.
Look up there.
Uh-huh.
Boy, X, you can print anything.
You bet. We've printed letters and lists, 12 alphabets and boxes and labels and signs.
Dear.
Another number of books, few for cooks and cartons and letters and rhymes. Everything anyone wants, we print. We're master and student. We print and we're prudent. We're X and Tim Scanlon, are we? My OCS teacher is he. Well, what do you want printed, Bobby Doggy?
Well, X, I don't really need anything.
But we're doing it for everyone. I mean, it's good practice.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could you make some S's for my cape? To make it even extra super?
Sure. S's are great. They're kind of squiggly, you know.
Yeah. Squiggly. Would you really do it?
Well, sure. Well, I'll ask Professor Scanlon. I'm allowed to call him Tim.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ask Tim.
Just a minute.
Okay. He might not look too bad. Get a lot of S's on there. See if I can find it. There's a little S right there. Reynolds, you can't find it. Well, there has to be an S somewhere. Now we'll make it. Hello, Lady Aberlin.
Hello, Bob Dog.
Guess what?
What?
They're going to print S's on my cape to make it more super.
Oh, great. We should make quite a pair.
Yeah, we... What do you mean?
You'll see what I mean.
Hello, Lady Aberlina.
Hello, X the Owl.
Yeah, it's all ready. Professor Scanlon will be out in a flash. I can call him Tim.
X, can I come in? Can I come in and get it?
Sure.
Oh, Professor.
Yes. Hello, Mr.
Want to see? Okay.
That's nice.
Like it? X told me this is a super cape, see? Super cape. And X said you could put some super S's on it. Could you?
Yeah.
Well, no, not real big like that. Smaller like... Well, it's like this, maybe, you know, smaller.
Smaller.
Mm-hmm.
All over.
Yeah, all over. That'd make it really a super cape.
Yeah, except the super.
Super okay. Cape.
It's great. It's a really printed dress. Oh. I'm going to show Aunt Sarah. Bye.
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 Aunt Sarah. Aunt Sarah.
Coming, my dear. What is it, Niece Evelyn?
It's my new printed dress.
Oh, it's extraordinary, my dear. Truly extraordinary.
X and Professor Scanlon printed it. Look, L.A.
Oh, Lady Evelyn.
Lady Evelyn.
Wife Sarah and niece Evelyn, I presume.
Correct, yes, as usual, Uncle Friday.
What is all this commotion about?
Why, your ex and Professor Scanlon have been doing wonderful printing, dear.
Yes, I've heard.
For me, they've made this wonderful printed dress.
X the Owl did that?
Well, he did some of it. He's learning so many different things from his new teacher.
I can't understand how that man can be a teacher.
Maybe because you don't want to, Uncle Friday.
But he's so hard to understand, really, Niece Evelyn.
Friday, lots of people are hard to understand.
Like, it's not always easy to understand what Henrietta's meow, 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 meows mean.
Or Robert Troll.
Or Grandpère with his mixture of French and English.
Yes. But I know those people.
That's exactly it, Uncle Friday.
If you got to know Professor Scanlon, you wouldn't care so much about how he talks.
And you'd know how clever and kind he is.
Well, he must be quite good at his work, and everyone else seems to like him. Yes.
Would you just like to meet him, Uncle Friday?
Right now, I'm really too busy.
Okay. Well, you tell me when you're ready.
Why don't you both come inside with me? I'd like to give you some refreshments.
Oh, nice, very nice, sir.
Come along. We can talk some more.
King Friday sees that the teacher can do lots of things no matter how well he speaks or hears. Maybe the king will be ready to visit with him tomorrow. We can pretend about that then. Speaking of teachers, I think I'll call Marlon Barnett. When she was here last Monday, she didn't have time for any exercises. I'd like her to come over now if she's free. I'll call her at the school. She's a teacher, you know. Sure. Hello, this is Fred Rogers. I wonder if I could talk with Mrs. Barnett. Thank you. Feed the fish. Hello, Marlon. It's Fred. I wondered if you might be able to come over for some exercises. Yeah, we didn't have time last time. Oh, good. All right, then. Whenever you can. Thank you. Bye-bye. She said she's just about to finish a class, and she'll be over when she's finished. Put away these. Toys. They're models. They're toys. I think I'll just leave this here. I might want to do a little more dyeing later on. I just put a towel in here. Protect those eggs. Sort of like a nest that a bird might make. There they go. And I'll leave these here too. Fine. Maybe that's she now. It is. Marlon. You must have run over here.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
It's always fun to exercise.
Well, what could we do? Maybe some outside exercises?
Okay, fine.
Good. I'll just leave this here.
Now, what kind did you have in mind?
Oh, some up and down and, you know, whatever you suggest.
Okay, good. Those are movements or exercises that have opposite movements. Mm-hmm. For example, if I give one word, you would give me the word that's opposite.
Okay.
Of like down.
Yeah. Up.
Okay. Up. Let's try the exercise.
Okay.
And down, up, down, up, down, up, and down and up.
Okay. Right there.
Tension?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What if I say fast? I do real fast movement.
The opposite would be slow.
Right. Now let's try it slow. And fast. Slow.
Slow.
fast.
Fast.
Slow and fast. Okay, let's try another one. What if I say push?
Push? Pull.
Pull. That's the opposite. Push. Pull. Stretch. Push. Pull. Push and pull. Let me think of another one. What about if I say in?
Out.
Okay, out.
Okay.
All right, let's try that one. In, no, your legs are straight. You have to bend your legs and get very close to your body so that you're really in.
Oh.
That's it.
Like that.
And out.
Out.
In. Out.
Oh, it's easier to learn when you teach me.
In. Okay. And out. All right?
Good.
Oh, I have some other exercises to show you, but that's all I have time for today.
Well, you'll come back again, won't you?
Certainly. It was fun doing them on the outside for a change.
Thanks. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
Marlon. She's a busy woman. Well, she has lots of exercising classes to teach. You know, there's so much to learn in the world. When you're building with blocks, or when you're drawing a picture, or playing make-believe, you're learning, sure. You can do those things yourself, but it's fun once in a while to have a grown-up nearby, too. I like being with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap, it's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends, and I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.